Good morning, Honey Ridge family, and any friends joining us today. We are now on day 33 of lockdown. If I had to ask myself what I've learned this past month, I would think that working from home and having your office next to the kitchen and refrigerator is not that easy. It opens the door of temptation to something called snacking. And maybe it's unique to me, or perhaps some of you know what I'm talking about. Snacking might bring temporary relief to boredom, but certainly not lasting contentment. In my plight, the Lord graciously reminded me of a verse from Jeremiah 15 and verse 16. Your words were found, and I ate them. Your words became a delight to me and the joy of my heart. It is God's word that brings us joy and delight, and so it's my joy and my delight to spend some time together with you in God's word as we look at the subject of contentment. What is the secret of being content in every situation? Our reading comes from Philippians 4, verses 11 to 14, and I'm reading from the Christian Standard Bible. Philippians 4, verses 11 to 13. I don't say this out of need, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I find myself. I know how to make do with little, and I know how to make do with a lot. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being content, whether well fed or whether in abundance or need. I am able to do all things through Him who strengthens me. I want us to look at the background and let's consider it first. The Apostle Paul was no stranger to being locked down. I'm not sure that we can really imagine or identify him with him fully in knowing just how tough imprisonment would have been. Paul would have been chained and responsible for maintaining himself whilst in jail. As a Roman citizen, yes, he would have been legible for a daily food allowance, but he still would have had to depend on friends and fellow believers to supply his food. He was no stranger to having to face great difficulty for being a believer in Christ and for the sake of the gospel. And it's evident that Paul wrote this letter whilst he was in prison, and we read from Philippians 1, verses 12 to 14. Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually advanced the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to everyone else that my imprisonment is because I am in Christ. Most of my brothers have gained confidence in the Lord from my imprisonment and dare even more to speak the word fearlessly. Paul's primary purpose for writing this letter was to thank the Philippians for the gift that they had sent him whilst he was in detention. However, Paul makes use of this occasion to also report on his own circumstances. He writes to encourage the Philippians to stand firm in the face of persecution and to rejoice regardless of what their circumstances are. And so let's look at Philippians 4, verse 11. I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I find myself. And he continues, I know how to make do with little, and I know how to make do with a lot. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being content, whether well-fed or hungry, whether in abundance or need. I am able to do all things through him who strengthens me. The very word learned would suggest that it was a life experience. It was a process that Paul had gone through. And through this learning process, he learned a secret. And it was a secret of being content no matter what his circumstances or situation might be. And so this morning, I would like us to consider three truths that we can learn about contentment. Firstly, contentment grows out of humility and trust in Christ. In his humility, Paul was saying, I cannot begin to face any and every circumstance in life on my strength and with my strength. My strength will never be enough. And in 2 Corinthians 12, We read that Paul was given an intense struggle. He was given a thorn that was in the side of his flesh, and we don't know exactly what it was. But we read in verses 8 and 9, concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ might rest upon me. And so we see in Paul's torment, in this difficulty, he learned about his weakness, but also God's sufficiency. God taught him, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. And so Paul was able to say, I'm able to do all things through him who gives me strength. Paul was not depending on himself, but trusting fully in the strength that God provides through our Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, contentment grows out of having God's perspective on life. Paul had learned that life was not all about himself. It was not about his wants or his desires or his needs, but rather it is all about Christ. And we read in 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 10, and this is what Paul said, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. You see, Paul took pleasure. He was content in his infirmities. He was content in difficulties, persecutions, or distresses because it was all about Christ. Paul was able to see things through God's eyes and not his own, and in doing so, he found real contentment. As Paul grew in his spiritual life, he discovered the truth about contentment. He referred it to as a secret because the truth is that he discovered it, and it's a truth that eludes so many believers today. We sometimes look for contentment in the wrong places, and although we search for it in our own way, so often we miss it. We don't get it. It does not depend on our circumstances, our difficulties or distresses, but it depends on our perspective on life and how we look at things and how we look at the world around us. Jesus told us, set your minds on things above. He told us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. All things includes contentment if we look at things through God's eyes. And so we see Paul detached himself from the external things and the situation that he found himself in, and rather looked to the eternal. And so in difficulty and in life-threatening circumstances, he was able to say, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And so Paul's contentment grew out of having God's perspective on his life. Thirdly, we see that contentment is a gift from God. We live in a materialistic society where many rely on their money. Their comfort comes from their bank balance. And never in our history before have we come face to face with the threat of being in serious financial need or having to depend on others because of our lack of resources. Paul was in desperate need in that Roman jail, but he was content. Yes, he was extremely thankful for the gift he had received, but it was not the gift that he received that made him content, but rather the knowledge of knowing that he could draw on the strength that Christ provided in his circumstances. Paul could endure any circumstance without losing his peace and joy because he gained it through Christ. In Philippians 4, Paul wrote to the Philippians, and in verse 4, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your graciousness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. It was the peace of God which guarded Paul's heart and mind, and that is what brought him contentment. The grace he received was sufficient for him, and it was given to him as a gift from God. Let us look to the application this morning. Maltby Badcock was an American clergyman in the 19th century, and he authored the familiar hymn, "This is My Father's World," and this is what he said about contentment. He says, "Contentment is not satisfaction. It is the grateful, faithful, and fruitful use of what we have, little or much. It is to take the cup of providence and call upon the name of the Lord." Family, God is our perfect Heavenly Father. He knows what you need, and He also knows what you don't need in order to be content. Much of our discontentment stems from not getting what we want. What are you drawn to when you feel empty inside? God has not promised to meet our wants according to His riches and glory. Don't let your emotions rule during these difficult times. If you do, you'll be in for a roller coaster ride. The answer to contentment lies in your perspective, your priorities, and your source of power. We are to stop trying and start trusting. His grace is sufficient for you. His strength is enough for you. Rely on the promises of God to meet your every need and trust Him for strength during these difficult times. The Word promises us that He will never abandon us, whether in life or death. And remember, He loves you unconditionally. He displayed His love for all to see on the cross of Calvary, where He died with His arms open wide. And He's seated at the right hand of the Father, and He's interceding for you, and He's interceding for me even now. Remember, contentment grows out of humility and trusting in Christ. Having God's perspective on life, seeing things God's way, and realizing that it is a gift from a gracious God. Let's pray. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank You for a new day. We thank You that we can draw strength from Christ and Christ alone in difficult times. We thank You that it is a gift from You. Help us to have Your perspective on life today. And help us to honor and to glorify You through our lives, because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.